It's always a humble time to try and preach. It is also exciting in that God's word is always new. And it always speaks to our life's experience. The word of God speaks as we talk about being stewards and sharing of our gifts. In the United Methodist Church, we speak of our desire to have open hearts, open minds, and open doors. This becomes a reality as we share who we are. We are persons who are committed with our time, with our talent, with our gifts, and with our service. This understanding of stewardship is very much a part of our life. We saw in Zacchaeus a couple of weeks ago in that he was rich and yet poor in all the things that really mattered. Zacchaeus would give up what he had. He would pay back those from whom he had stolen from. And Jesus would say to him, "Today salvation has come to your house." Last Sunday we had the giving of the talents and the challenge to use what it was that we have been given. And now this verse in Matthew 6 and 33. I really feel that it speaks to the reality of our time. This verse is a part of the Sermon on the Mount. It is the part of the sermon where Jesus is saying, "Do not worry." Would you agree with me that worry is very much a part of this reality of our time? We know what it is to worry. And all around us there is plenty to worry about. We worry about the past. And yet the past is past. We worry about tomorrow. E. Stanley Jones wrote, "Worry is the interest we pay on tomorrow's troubles." We even worry about today, even though we know that we can only live one day at a time. I wish I could tell you that I have conquered worry and anxiety. But I still have those days when I say to myself, "I've got to solve these problems. I've got to." And so it hits close to home to hear Jesus saying, "Do not worry." And then Jesus is saying, what should come first in our life? To seek the kingdom. Or to seek the will of God in our life. We can struggle with what does this mean. In Jesus' time, people were wondering, what does it mean? Do we not have to worry about sowing and reaping? About storing and working? The answer is no. It is as we work from day to day. It is how our relationship with God that comes first. A man stopped a beggar in the street that he saw often. And this beggar always seemed to be happy. And so the man said to him, "You never seem unhappy." And the beggar said, "Why should I be unhappy when I'm always, always happy?" "What do you mean, always happy?" The beggar said, "Well, when I'm fine, I thank God. When it rains, I thank God. When I have plenty, I thank God. And when I'm hungry, I thank God. And since God's will is my will, whatever pleases God pleases me. Why should I say that I'm unhappy when I'm not?" The beggar then went on to say, "I'm not a beggar. I'm a king." The man laughed. "Where is your kingdom?" The beggar responded, "In my heart. In my heart." I can't help but feel that this is where we are as the church today. Wanting, desiring to know what is God's plan? What is God's plan? What is God's plan for our church? The beginning is knowing that God's plan is for us to trust and to know that we are God's church. There is something about giving. There is something about being a part of this United Methodist Church. There is something about being a part of the connection. I've come to realize, and yes, I want you to know, that I believe this with all of myself. I have come to believe that as I share in the offering, I'm connected to the AIDS victims in Africa. As we share in the offering, we're also helping the hurricane victims in Florida. As we share our gifts, some will go to the refugees in the Sudan. And yes, much closer to home, we realize this week as we are supporting the effort of feeding those who will not have Thanksgiving unless they receive food baskets from those who are committed in business, committed through education, and yes, committed as the church to share with them. In just a short period of time this week, we have taken 1,000 names already. 1,000 names of persons who would not have the kind of thanksgiving that we might enjoy if it were not for the church sharing. Over these past few weeks, we've talked about the work of United Methodist women and United Methodist men. We see every Sunday the promise and the potential of the church in this wide diversity of children. We're wanting to help Warren Village in the next few days. And I just believe that with all of our church, not just in this place, but with all of our church, with all of the building itself, it is sanctuary. Sanctuary. Sanctuary in the classrooms. Sanctuary in fellowship hall. Sanctuary in the choir room. All of this place is sanctuary because we gather here to strengthen And maybe for some to meet for the first time the promise of Jesus Christ in your life. We gather here to strengthen our relationship with God. And out of this kind of relationship, we can't help but share with someone else. Out of sharing then, out of putting mission first, the church is very much alive. Oh yes, to put mission first, the church is alive. And I do believe that over this next year and in the days to come, as we are sharing with others, we cannot help but grow. For the scripture has said the Lord will add to the church daily those who will be saved. With mission, we are alive. With mission, we are alive. And so I ask this morning, I ask without reservation to take this opportunity to fill out and complete the pledge card. But I want you to know that it is more than about putting your name and an amount on a card. It is much more than that. It is about God's church. It is about a church that is alive. It is about a church that is in mission. It is about a church that has put first things first. Praise be to God today. Amen.